Greetings and welcome to today's devotional by Bishop Akintayo and Reverend Lady Violina Samjoli. Our topic today is Intercession Empowers Prophecies and Blessings. Our scripture reference is Genesis 25, 21. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Rebekah had received a prophetic word of blessing upon her life, that she will be the mother of thousands of millions, Genesis 26 verse 40. However, she was found to be barren and had no children for 19 years into her marriage until her husband took on the ministry and power of intercession. Through Isaac, God's promises to Abraham was supposed to blossom. But now the destiny of Isaac was at stake because Rebekah, who was the channel for the fulfillment, was barren by some demonic interference or natural defect. Isaac took up the matter by entreating the Lord. This means that he went into deep and continuous unwavering prayer unto God, requesting him to intervene, interfere, intercept, and reverse the following: 1. The works of darkness. 2. The opposition of the spirit realm. And 3. The defects of nature. His prayer produced results, and she had children after 20 years of marriage. I therefore announce to you that we will not give up on our prophetic word and blessings for our lives, family, ministry, and nation. We may have been barren or limited in fruitfulness in building God's kingdom up to this point, but it is changing now in Jesus' name. Receive grace to entreat God till your life, church, marriage, and family becomes fruitful until the prophetic word manifests. You are blessed this day in Jesus' name. I receive the grace of God to empower my prophetic blessings and bring them to pass through intercession. Confession. Barrenness, unfruitfulness, and unfulfilled prophecies are not my portion in Jesus' name. Let us entreat God together in our prophetic prayer, healing, and miracle service this Saturday at 7 a.m. To watch and listen to our live broadcast on Sundays at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. first service, 9 a.m. to 12 on second service, and on Thursdays at 6 p.m. you can connect to live.lwfomi.org, facebook.com/lwfomi, email admin@lwfomi.org, or you can call +232 3090 0007. God bless you.